Christian singer Chris Tomlin sees a spiritual revival in America after Charlie Kirk's memorial, "There's No Playing Games Anymore," by Alana Mastrangelo on October 22, 2025. Christian singer Chris Tomlin, who performed at Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk's memorial last month, is seeing signs of a spiritual revival and real awakening in America. "There's no playing games anymore," the Grammy Award-winning worship leader said. "There's a hunger I haven't felt in a while," Tomlin told the Christian Post on the red carpet at the GMA Dove Awards in Nashville, Tennessee, adding that the phenomenon is unlike anything he has ever seen in his decades of ministry. "People are coming hungry, wanting to connect with God. There's no playing games anymore. It feels like we're in a real moment, an awakening," the "How Great Is Our God" singer said. Notably, Tomlin performed before tens of thousands of attendees inside the fully packed State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, for Kirk's memorial on September 21, a day the singer called one of the most spiritually charged of his life. While Tomlin, whose songs are sung in churches around the world, has spent much of this fall on tour, the Christian singer noted that the emotion from Kirk's memorial still lingers on to this day. "I was so moved," he told the Christian Post one day after the memorial. "For Jesus to be proclaimed so boldly throughout that whole day, what an awakening moment in our nation. It felt like a shift, something people have been praying for." Tomlin added that, for him, the most powerful moment of Kirk's memorial was when the Turning Point USA founder's widow, Erica Kirk, stood before the massive crowd and forgave her late husband's assassin. "I think Erica's words of forgiveness were the words heard around the world," he said. "You can preach all you want, but when you see someone actually live it, that's the Spirit of God. That kind of forgiveness can only come from someone who really walks with Him." Watch below. The Glorious Day singer went on to say that he believes an abundance of people came to faith that day, adding, "I think so many people watched that moment and were changed." Tomlin also noted that before Kirk's memorial, he had met an Uber driver who revealed to him just how far the ripple has spread. "He told me, 'Man, that thing that happened to Charlie, it woke me up. I'm getting baptized this Sunday,'" Tomlin told the Christian Post. "And I just thought, how many others across the country are feeling the same thing? It's undeniable. God's doing something." The Holy Forever singer added that his band has felt this as well. "Every day we look at each other like, 'Okay, what's God going to do tonight?' Because you can't plan what's happening. People are responding to God in beautiful, unexpected ways," Tomlin said. The Christian singer, who, after Kirk's memorial, got back on the road for his evening of worship tour, also said the atmosphere feels different than ever before since the September 21st service. "Every night, it feels like people aren't coming for a show. They're coming desperate to encounter God," he said. Tomlin's recently released album, The King Is Still the King, is currently available on various platforms and streaming services. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.